Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Producer. I am joined today. This is very interesting. You guys know the Dr. Mary Oz show. Well, Dr. Mary is, I believe she's on vacation, but she has handpicked this awesome team, and I get to be with this awesome team today. And I'm talking about everyone over at Radical Change Coaching Academy. And let me start by introducing, well, first of all, I'm just going to say a general hello to everybody. And first, let me start with this therapist and coach, Sam, right up here in your upper left. Hi, therapist, Coach Sam.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me today.
Well, I'm psyched to have you, and I'll get right back to you. And then I got Coach Robin, who we've heard from before. Hi, Coach.
Hey, nice to see you again. We'll actually see you this time.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we get to meet. And then everyone loves Coach Craig when he came. Hey, Coach.
Hey, Casey. Good to see you. Thank you for having us on.
I'm glad to see you guys all here. So let me go to therapist and Coach Sam. What do you do over there at the Radical Change Coaching Academy? If you could just tell us a little bit about what you bring to the table over there.
Sure. So I definitely worked with Dr. Mary Oz in the beginning stages of creating Radical Change to kind of get it up and running. I was her right-hand person building the Coaching Academy. I am one of her coaches, and then I also have my own therapist private practice on the side where I primarily work with children and teenagers.
Okay. All right. And Coach Robin, I know we've spoken before in the program, but for people who haven't heard the program, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what your role over there is?
Sure. I'm Coach Robin. I do coaching and I do energy work with Mary. So I do the Radical Change coaching, and I also have the element of energy healing. So I do those two things as well.
Can you tell us a little bit of what is energy healing in case people, if we don't know?
Sure. Energy healing is bringing your energy back into its normal state. So it's helping you get more balance, having more energy flow through your body. And it really just helps to bring that energy in, and it helps to reduce stress, and it helps to reduce diseases and stuff you have going on in your body. So it's a great way to heal, bring yourself back to your normal state.
Gotcha. I'm going to come back to all you guys. I want to know more about that. And let me go over to Coach Craig, which we had on a couple times. Everybody loves Coach Craig. Hey Coach, tell people if you don't mind to reiterate what you bring to the table over there, because I know everyone has a different skill set, and you all work together, and it all just comes together very well. So Coach, tell us about yourself and what you got going on.
Sure. So I am one of the coaches at Radical Change Coaching Academy. I was fortunate enough to meet Dr. Mary at a seminar in Texas a few years back, and I met Coach Sam as well. And I was fortunate to sign up, get the training, get in there, and become knee-deep in the process. And I'm now the coach, and I focus mainly on couples, like basically coaching couples. I do individual too, but my main focus is our couples. So it's been a pleasure. It's been a lot of fun, and it's been eye-opening to learn more about myself and others.
Yeah. What made you get to take the direction of working with couples? Were you always the guy that people came to? I got a problem with my girl or my guy. I got to confide in somebody. Maybe Coach Craig, you always wanted to help people that way. Was that something?
Yeah, no doubt about it. Plus what had happened was I'd have some individuals come in, and most of the time for the individuals that I saw, it was couple related, right? So for me, it was like, okay, it was great to work with one person, but it was easier if I had both of them in the room so I could get both sides of it. And then Doc and I would work together sometimes with the couple. She'd call me in if she was struggling with a couple, or vice versa. Or she would work with the wife, I would work with the husband, and then we'd come together as a group and coach that way. So it was really, really something I always wanted to do, but something that kind of led me right in just by doing it.
You know? Gotcha. Well, I want to ask all you guys something, because I had Coach Alana on last week, who you guys work with. Yeah. And the doctor Dr. Mary Oz and Alana, we're talking about something called Hot Seat Coaching Call, a Hot Seat Coaching Call. Can I go to Coach Sam and give me your thoughts on that, and then I'll ask the same question to you guys. But let me ask Coach Sam first. What is that? What is a Hot Seat Coaching Call?
Sure. So I think I bring an interesting aspect to this question, right? Because therapy is definitely different than Hot Seat Coaching. And why I love Hot Seat Coaching is it is a deep dive into one specific problem, and you're looking at different areas in your life. You're really unwrapping big things, and it's not like this long drawn out process. It's like you go deep, you go hard, you go and you find the issues right away. And it's usually like these big moments of either healing, or we call aha moments, or, you know, it's a big awakening to what you're really struggling with and why you're struggling with.
Gotcha. Hey, Coach Robin, why is a Hot Seat Coaching Call so helpful? And to you, what does it mean?
Well, I can give you an example of something that I just went through. So I had something that really rocked me to the core. And I did my training on myself, and I kind of got to the core of what I thought it was from the training with Mary. So I brought it to the Hot Seat Coaching Call. And it's just so amazing, because you've got, like Coach Sam was saying, you go deep with it, but you got so many other people coming in and helping you with the tools that you know from a different way. So it gives you, like she's saying, the aha moment. So even though I got to my root cause of what was going on, there was so many different ways for me to attack it. I had a plan by the end. My whole outlook on the whole situation was completely different. Things were moving. So it's very exciting to see other people give you advice and see them use the tools. And it's just us practicing these tools, and it really helps you to go deep so quickly.
Wow.
So it's really nice to get that, all the different feedback from everybody too. So it's
cool.
Awesome.
Hey, so Coach Craig, is this Hot Seat Coaching Call? Is it like, is it more than one coach that does this?
Yeah, oftentimes. So what we do is Monday nights, we train new coaches, right? So we have the group of us who are already the coaches, and then we have all the new coaches who sign on to the program come on the call. And Dr. Mary will either volunteer somebody or ask somebody to volunteer to get on the hot seat. Now, it's a vulnerable place to be.
And Rob was talking about. Okay. I got
yeah.
You.
So, okay. Yeah. So let's say Coach Robin has an issue, even though she's been a coach with us for a long time, she'll say, if it's okay, I'll jump on the hot seat. And then Doc, with her expertise, will ask somebody else in the group, one of the other coaches, to co-coach with her. So she'll say, will you co-coach through this hot seat with me? So one of us will say yes, whoever she asks. And then what she does is kind of either she'll take the reins, or she'll let the other coach take the reins, and she'll sit back and see, listen to the deep dive. She'll take notes, and then she'll critique the coach who did the coaching afterwards. And she'll say, you know, maybe you could have went here, maybe you could have went there. So it's an amazing tool that we use. And then you take that to your clients. You know, you can use it with your clients. You can go really deep with your clients because you're so trained in the aspect of hot seat coaching and the deep dives, like Sam said. Yeah. And it's really amazing. And it's a really good way for the coaches to sink their teeth into really going deep with clients. So it's an excellent tool. It's an excellent call. We don't miss Monday nights. Everybody shows up, you know, and the nice part of it is as new coaches come into the program, they can jump in. Doesn't matter where we're at, they can jump in. And then they usually get sequestered to the hot seat, you know.
Okay.
So it's great. It's a great tool. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Coach Sam, so you said something about that deep dive, that focusing on one problem or one aspect. Can you expand on that a little bit more?
Sure. So I think sometimes if this goes too deep, let me know, Casey.
It's okay.
But like sometimes we have conscious and unconscious problems, and you know, I think the deep dive takes your conscious brain and your unconscious brain and helps you really dive into what's going on, like, you know, consciously, but what could be going on unconsciously too that is presenting in the problem right now.
Is that something that might have happened like when we were kids, like at 3 years old or something like that, that we don't know of?
Absolutely. I mean, so really a quick way that I would describe it, and if Dr. Mary was here, she describes it better, but the quick ABC version is the unconscious brain is like putting two things together that don't belong together, right? And it's usually based off of like a past experience, maybe something that you're very fearful of. So it's usually fear-based, and it's about two things coming together that don't go together, right? So the easiest thing that I say is, like, you don't put peanut butter on pasta, right? That's just something nobody does, right? And that is, like, what your unconscious mind does, is it puts two things together, and you have to break those things apart, reattach it, and have the correct meaning to things.
Nice. My other coaches, do you guys have any thoughts on what Coach Sam said?
Anybody eat peanut butter and pasta?
I'll try it now.
Yeah.
She's 100% right. You know, you just don't, sometimes our unconscious subconscious attaches things that don't belong together. And Dr. Mary often uses a dumbbell as the visual. So you have one side of the dumbbell, which is the round part. That's the belief you have. And then you have the center of the dumbbell. And then the other side of the dumbbell, the other circular part of the dumbbell, is something that does not belong to that original attachment. So when you deep dive, you uncover that and you really work it out. You help the person, the coach, the client, anybody, you know, figure out why they do what they do and why they've attached that. And, you know, she calls it an unconscious conflict. And when you can uncover that and correct that, that's when the aha moments really come to fruition.
I'd love to be a fly on the wall on the Monday hot seat coaching calls with you guys. I'm sure I'd learn a lot. But
you got to jump in. You got to jump in. We'll put you on the hot seat, Ace. You know?
There you go.
Throw your head on the hot seat.
That might be a good episode right there. It's the producer. Let's write that one down. So we've talked a lot about the person that put this together, Dr. Mary Oz. Let me ask each of you guys, and let me start with Coach Robin. What would you say for Dr. Mary in her absence today? I want to get each one of you to say something about Dr. Mary Oz, please.
There's just something about Dr. Mary Oz, right? she really is an amazing person. Let's see, one thing about her. She's actually an avid poker player. She really likes to play poker.
Wow.
Yes, yes. Actually, to the point where she really wants to be the first woman to win the World Series, and I'm behind it with that. I can totally see her.
Yeah,
she's so amazing. So I'm sure she'll get to that one day.
Awesome, Coach Craig. You got anything you want to share about Dr. Mary Oz? A story, anything about her?
Sure, I'll pick. Back on what Robin said, I mean, she is a card player. She's not just she's not your average bear.
She's a shark.
Yes, absolutely. Because I've played in a couple of like tournaments with her, you know, local tournaments, and she's a beast. She will push people around like you wouldn't believe. And I look at her, I'm like, who are you, and what have you done with Dr. Mary?
Oh my God!
But you know what I love about that so much, because she. Literally, Case, I'm not kidding. She is the coach of coaches. She's just that good. She always knows where to take people. She always knows the questions to ask. She's just so good to watch her professionally. So to see the what I would call the other side of Dr. Mary, the card shark, the deep sea fisher. She loves to deep sea fish. You know, it's just it brings it to the point of, I don't want to call it normalization, but it makes her human. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
Where in the world that we're in of the coaching and therapy, she's in a different stratosphere. But in life, she's down to earth. She's just such a nice person, and that's what I absolutely love and adore about her.
Gotcha, you coach. And excuse me, Coach Sam. I know Dr. Mary has a knack for picking the right people on her team. By the way, how did you guys get paired? Because you were with her way in the beginning, right? Can you tell me something about how that relationship started? Or
sure, I think I was going to say a funny joke, but it slipped me. But I'm her favorite oldest daughter.
Okay.
So I'm actually Dr. Mary's daughter.
All right.
She is two. So the joke within the family is I'm the oldest daughter, and then I have one sister. So I'm the favorite oldest, and my sister's her favorite youngest. So So I'm Dr. Mary's daughter. I have all the things that I could spill the tea and roast on today if we really wanted to. But I'll be nice. I told her I'd be nice today.
Okay.
So what do I want to talk about? I mean, one of the things that I've always really looked up to my mom is just her drive. You know, she's just had such an incredible drive. She really shaped me to the person I am today. I'm following in her footsteps in the sense of she has her own practice. I have my practice. She does coaching. I do coaching. So I've really been with her since the beginning. And when she started Radical Change, we would go on seminars together. We traveled a lot, building the business, figuring out what does Radical Change mean to her. I might have tried to take over here and there just because that's my personality.
Oh, you're the favorite.
You know, I'm the favorite. Of course I have to. I've gotten so busy with my practice that, you know, she's still soaring right now, bringing on new coaches. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like super proud of her. You know, she's awesome. Such an amazing person. And yeah, I mean, she is a bully when she is at the poker table, though. So.
That's awesome. Hey, guys, let me go to Mr. Producer. Do we have that instant feedback that has come in there? I'm blind, so I can't see that. So Mr. Producer is going to read it for us. So what do you got, my friend?
Now I've been promoted. Is this for Coach Sam? Since you've been in this journey from the beginning, what's it been like watching the team come together? That's from Tammy in Chicago.
Tammy, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, no, it's pretty amazing, right? So watch something come from an idea to a team, you know, and my mom, Dr. Mary, has been saying from the beginning, like she's had a vision of building a team, and just to watch her drive come from, like, if I was at the office, I could pull out papers of like how we program this, how we like going to excel this program and how it's going to reach so many people, and to see how it is reaching people is pretty amazing, you know, and every coach brings such uniqueness to the team. Not one coach is the same. And I think that was my mom's dream, was to have a powerful team that could like conquer all, and she's got it. So nice. That's awesome.
Beautiful. All right. Thank you for the question. Ms. Producer, what else you got there, buddy?
We have Christine in New Jersey. This one's for Coach Craig. Valentine's Day just passed. Is this something you've had to help clients work with in the past?
You know, that's a very good question. And that's something that believe it or not, I have had one or two clients that had issues with Valentine's Day, either being alone or being with someone who wasn't quite aware enough of how much it meant to this spouse, right? So yeah, that's a good question. It's interesting that the aloneness comes up during that time, and it, you know, makes sense. So we work with that, and we just try to get everybody to the best place we can get them. And then when it comes to, let's say, a couple, and one person in the couple doesn't really understand the meaning of Valentine's Day and what it means to the other person, we just point that out. You know, just point that out to them. Like, look, it may not mean anything to you, but to her or him, it means a lot. So put some effort into it. You know, little things, give them little tools, and it usually comes to fruition.
Gotcha. You know? Gotcha. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for the question. And let me go back to Mr. Producer here.
This one is for Coach Robin. We have Brian in Philadelphia asks, as someone who works with energy, do you notice a sense of ease and happiness when in your clients when the calendar starts to go to spring?
Actually, I do notice people get more relaxed, more excited. They like to be outside, kind of staying inside. People's energies kind of get stale, not moving around so much. But when the sun comes out and they get to be out in that sun energy is just amazing. If you just sit in the sun, that's actually amazing exercise too, just to clear your energy, just sit in that sun. So yeah, it does actually change with the summer. That's a great question.
Hey, Coach, I was going to ask you too about energy work, energy healing. What does that entail? Do you work with crystals? Do you ever work with like Reiki? Do you do any stuff like that? Is that what energy healing is?
Yes. Reiki is a form of energy healing. Yes. I do crystals, but it's not mainly what I focus on. I just mainly focus on my own energy and using that. Those other things are great to use, but they're just other tools that help to increase what you're doing. That's not the main thing, what you're doing. So yes, Reiki is a part of what I do, and that does help to bring the energies in. Reiki is more of a general thing. We're working on the whole body, where I kind of work on one thing. If you got a disease, if you've got pain, if you're looking to change something in your life, I'm focusing on removing those blocks specifically. So it's kind of like a deep dive energy-wise, just like that, compared to Reiki. It's a great question there.
I see. And now, how do you keep, this might be a very simplified question, and I'm sorry if it's a beginner question, but I know you got to keep that frequency high. What are some things that we can do to keep our frequency high? Because, you know, I'm sure you talk about when you go into a room, somebody can just drain it out of you. You know, what they call them, energy vampires or something like that.
Yes.
Like, people
yes.
just suck it out of you.
You know more than you let on. Yes.
but what,
energy vampires.
But what's a couple of things that we can do just to make sure that we have that positive energy? Because that's very important, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And one thing you mentioned is even with the energy vampires, if you know somebody you're with or in a group that is draining your energy or just sucks the life out of you, try not to be with them so much, because it really will change you. And it's your body telling you, like, there's something going on that's not right here. We probably shouldn't be here.
Right.
So it's kind of, use your intuition too. Just feeling that change in your energy is your intuition telling you, you know, there's something not right. So we probably shouldn't be here. So yeah, I would try to avoid people like that and try to stay positive. A lot of people have these negative self-talks. So they like, I want to start something new. And then they say, no, I can't do this. But I want to do this, but no, I can't do this. So you're getting that internal conflict with what you're going on. So if you can just keep up positive thoughts going. So when you're going for that positive thing, just say, I can do this. This will happen eventually. I'll make it work. You know, keeping that positive frame of mind really does help to attract just more of that positive energy to you.
Gotcha. Thank you. Yeah. Coach. Hey, Coach Sam, how much does intuition play a part in the therapy and in the coaching?
That's a good question. I think intuition plays a very big part in a lot of our thoughts, feelings, and beliefs, but sometimes that's blocked for some people.
Uh-huh.
So I really think it's about sometimes unblocking what's maybe blocking us to rely on our intuition. And that could be done through therapy or coaching, but it's a huge piece in it.
Gotcha. Okay. Let me go to Coach Craig. Can you talk about the Radical Change team and how they are open to new coaches? How does that program work?
Okay, so what you have to, you know, if you want to get involved with it, you can either go to drmaryoz.com or call the number 631-650-5580. And there's links on there to sign up to become a coach. And then what you do is once you decide that this is the avenue you want to take, you want to become a coach, you want to work in our program, you sign up, you jump in, there's modules that you study, and then you show up every Monday night on the hot seat coaching calls. And that's where you really hone your craft. That's where you really hone it. And you become, you know, it takes time. You're going to be in the program for a year before you can spread your wings and actually get out there and jump in. And again, depending on the person and the coach itself, and Dr. Mary will, you know, check the person out before she lets them in and make sure it's the right person for the program, make sure they're committed, because she really wants committed coaches, you know? And, you know, like Sam was saying earlier, just to see the whole process coming together now where we're piling on more coaches all the time, you know, and it's great. We just love it. And we welcome anybody who really wants to take up coaching as a avenue in their life, you know. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, again, sometimes people will call me and ask me about the program, call Coach Craig, he'll talk to you about the program. And I'll say, listen, I can guarantee you will learn more about yourself than you ever knew. You know, so you're learning about yourself and you're becoming, you know, what I say, a really qualified and good, you know, all our coaches are just like Sam said, they're all different, but they all have these wonderful tools that we use to help people. So
bring something else to the table. Yeah. Everybody compliments.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, we're fortunate because like here's Sam, she works with kids. So any kids come away, you send them to Sam. Here's Alana. She does a different thing. Coach Tara does something different. Coach Robin's our energy healer. So if somebody's looking for energy healing, we can send them there on top of being, you know, on top of the coaching. So we have all these other avenues to go to, which is really nice.
Gotcha, Coach. Now, guys, I really appreciate you guys joining me. I'm going to go to each one of you guys to have any final thoughts, something you want us to remember, and then how to get a hold of you and your special team. Anything you want to leave us with? Let me just go back. I'll start with Coach Craig. Let me get the final words from you, my friend.
Yeah, final words, just, you know, again, if anybody's looking to jump into coaching, if anybody needs coaching, we're always here. We have a great team. We can point you in the right direction. And again, just go on drmaryoz.com. You can scroll down and check out all the coaches are on there. And if you, you know, struggling computer-wise, you can call directly 631-650-5580. And the great thing is you'll talk to Dr. Mary. Right. When you call, because so many people have called me like, oh, my God, do I really have Dr. Mary? Like, it's me, you know, so she'll help you get situated. All right.
Awesome. Great. Thanks. Nice to see you again, Coach. Yeah.
And nice to see you, Casey. Thanks again.
Yeah. Let me go to Coach Robin. Anything that you want to leave us with and your final thoughts, if you would, please.
Sure. I'm here for anybody who's looking to change their energy, increase their energy. Looking to change something in their life. I'm here for you if you want to do that. If you're looking for me, again, I could be found on the Dr. Mary's website, and the number was given previously. And I just want to leave you with just find your joy. Just stay and live in your joy. It's such a beautiful place to be.
Awesome. Thank you, Coach Robin. And let me go to the favorite daughter. Let me go to therapist and Coach Sam. Same question to you. Anything you want to leave the audience with? And it was a pleasure to meet you too. So, thank
yeah, you. Thank you. So, thank you for having me on. This is my first show that I got to be on, not when Dr. Mary was here. But I just wanted to say thank you. It was so nice talking to you, Casey, reaching the audience, talking about our program. If you have any interest in any of our coaches, see their specialties, like Craig said, you can go to drmaryoz.com. And then I know Dr. Mary will be listening to this recording to see how we did. So love you, Mom.
I
hope you're catching a good fish.
Thumbs up.
We know that's happening. So when she hears this part, thanks, Mom. Thanks for bringing us all together.
Awesome.
So, and I'm looking forward to being back.
Well, let's hope she's catching a big sea bass or something like that right now. And, you know, when she's maybe fishing or NASCAR racing or playing poker, whatever she may be doing. Because I know she has, like you said, she lives life when she's not in the office, which is really cool. I want to thank you guys again for being here. It was a pleasure. And I hope to speak with you guys again. Guys, we'll be right back. Stay right there.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn those earrings today. I like those earrings. Gabby has those awesome earrings. I need to ask her where she got those, but that's just what she would want me to do. I'll have Michaela ask her for me.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Yeah, but then Michaela will be like, why don't you just ask her yourself? That's just like Michaela.
Sarah. Buckle up.
Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my class.
Hey, we're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh yeah, seatbelt. I forget sometimes because my brain is like busy, you know? I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Remember, you have the keys, you have the power. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.